Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our Heart Catholic Women podcast for this week. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, Rosie. Hi, everybody.
All right. So this week there's actually, I reckon, a lot to talk about because we talked about being persistent in prayer, but you also shared this week about journaling and how you journal through your prayer. So I thought we'd start off by just chatting a bit about prayer and then that can lead on to then how we do it, because on our video this week when you shared about journaling, you shared about the way you do it and I do it slightly differently. So I thought that we could share those two things. All right. So the first thing is, we're talking about prayer. You said that prayer is a communication with you and God, a discussion going back and forth. And so obviously if we're going back and forth, then we're expecting to hear from God.
Well, I see prayer as the communication between me and God and God and me, the relationship. And in doing that, then yes, I can petition and I can pray and I can read all this stuff and get knowledge and praise God. But then there needs to be a time when I sit quietly to listen and hear what God might have to say to me through different ways and means.
Yeah. What I found interesting, what stood out to me, is when you said also that prayer is a sharing of you with God, so us with God, so he can come to know us. And I thought that was interesting because I think of God as all-knowing, so he already,
well, he does
knows me.
He does.
Yeah.
But in therefore a relationship,
it struck me. Yeah.
A love relationship, he wants you to share yourself because you're actually sharing then love to him. You're being honest, you're trusting, you're being open, humble enough, because we have to, in any relationship, if we're not humble enough, meaning I know who I am, I know where I am, I know my good points, my bad points, and this is me. And that's what God wants us to share with him.
Yeah, I was thinking of it like by us sharing about ourselves to God, it's showing God an openness. Because even though he actually already knows all those things about you, it's doing something in you by you sharing with him. So it's being open, it's being honest to God and therefore to ourselves.
Yes.
So there's that element of truth. Yeah, and then by us sharing ourselves with God, we're being open to allowing God to do something in us.
Yeah.
Which, well, any relationship, when we're open and honest to someone, then we're allowing that other person to be open and honest back to us.
Yeah, because he's a personal God. Why did he send his son Jesus? To personally come and be with us and teach us and love us and die for us. And so in that personal relationship, he wants us to be personal with him.
I try to pray for at least 15 minutes every day. And most days, no, I do pray every day. Sometimes it's harder to hit that 15 minutes than other days. But I like how you shared, though, there are times when you go, you're just feeling blank. So you give that to God.
Yeah.
And almost like you just spend the time. So God, I can't think of the words, but I'm just going to be here with you.
Yeah. You know, and it's at times when you feel like you're diligent and all of a sudden your mind wanders. And I go, Lord, my mind's wandering again. I'm thinking of grocery shopping. I give you that, Lord. Let me come back and worship you again. But you're being honest. It's you. You know, we're not perfect. But don't use that as an excuse either. But in our humanity, we share what's happening, how we are emotionally, physically, mentally, whatever it is. And, yeah, we be open to him.
So that's why I find journaling good, in that it causes me not to be so distracted, because the way that I journal is I will literally write my prayer out word for word. Now that I've done that for many years, I'll still start off like that and then I might stop for a bit and pray without needing to write. But I certainly find that if I am writing, then it, my focus stays on that.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Yeah, you shared about journaling and how you kind of you go, I was going to say all over the shop, but I just mean like, you know.
I do go all over the shop.
And you've got like five books all out on your kitchen bench and you go from one to the other. Whereas for me, I'm very much, I write out my prayer, I finish that, and in my prayer I'll then read a chapter of scripture. And if there's something that stands out to me, then I'll write that particular verse down. Every now and then I'll, in prayer, then go and look up something else. Like if I've read a chapter and I go, I don't really understand what that means, then I might look up what it is. But I'm not as I'm probably more like from top to finish type, like, you know, I do it a certain way, whereas you're very much, I'll go here, then I'll go there, and then I'll come back to this.
Well, I've always been good at multitasking, and I think I've seen that being as a mum of young children, working, I had to multitask huge. I feel like juggling balls. But I've never recognised till as I've got older that I now do that very much in prayer. And I think the reason why, because I've got more time, I'm not so constrained to just 15 minutes as I was when I did have little children, etc. But I, if I don't go and look up the word then and there that I'm go, oh, I wonder what that means, I find I then don't go do it. So I, it's not like I say, oh Lord, please excuse me, I've got to go find out this word. I incorporate that then in my seeking and searching, in my prayer time, because my prayer time, like I said, isn't just prayers to God and then listening. I find I do so much more in that. But there are other times when I just diligently do the 15 minute of, Lord, I want to praise you. Here are my petitions. Lord, I want to listen to you now. I want to read some scripture, and then boom, done.
So why particularly did you want to share about this week?
Because over the years, so many people go, oh, I don't know how to journal, or I don't know what to do, or and I don't have it all right, but I don't feel there is a right or wrong way. It is just you and God and in your prayer. Some ladies have shared with me and they said they just can't write. They're not writers. So I said, then you do what you do that's yours. And one lady shared she paints. And so as she's praying, she paints colours and stuff. And I went, how glorious to give glory to God by using your gifts that way. Someone writes a poem. Whatever it is, stand on your head if you want to. No, if it's worshipping God and that's who you are.
But do you think then you need to be consistent in the one way? Do you know what I mean? No. To get you into the space each time in
because
some sense?
It helps with discipline.
Yeah.
So, again, it depends on you. If you are disciplined and you need to do it a certain way, otherwise you won't do it, then do it that way. But as you grow in the Lord, as you become more disciplined, as you fall in love with him more, it's not a discipline. You just decide to do it.
It's who you are, isn't it?
Yeah, but you could be at the beach with your family and all of a sudden look up and go, Lord, what a gorgeous sunset, and just have a prayer time right there and then. Does it matter where or when you do it? So the discipline is more for us. God just wants that relationship.
Yeah. From like sharing about that, you then talked about how we need to be persistent. And I liked that scripture that you shared, which was in Luke chapter 11, verse 9, where it's talking about the neighbor going to their neighbor's house and knocking on the door, I need some food, and being really persistent in knocking and asking. I remember I always imagined that story when I was a kid from like different pictures of Bethlehem when Jesus was born, and like this concrete two-story building, and you knock on the door at the downstairs level, but your neighbor like at the roof looks over and peers down at you like, what are you knocking?
Yes,
we're all asleep, why are you waking me up type thing. Like that's always been my mind for this scripture. But what I quite liked that you brought out was you talked about how the scripture says we need to be persistent with our neighbor. And then you said the sentence, so it is with your prayers. And you just asked us the question, you challenge us, are we persistent in our prayers?
Yeah. Do we pray once and then think God didn't answer it? Give
it
up. Like I often think if I want to be good at something, I need to be persistent in it. Think of a child. you encourage them to do a sport, unless they're totally gifted, they don't always get it the first time. But even in giftedness, they still need to learn the rules, the disciplines, what you do, the fitness. But then on top, like, for say for example, sewing. My mum taught me sewing. Oh, my goodness, you should have seen what I sewed the first time. But I had to keep doing it and trialing it and doing it and making mistakes and doing it until I could actually make a dress. And I was so pleased with myself, but I had to persist in practicing how to use the sewing machine, things I had to do in certain areas, like putting on a sleeve, putting in a zip, so many different experiences and skills that I had to learn. Well, is that not the same maybe with prayer? Being persistent and learning a skill, and not just a skill for a skill's sake, but a skill so you can fall in love with God more, that you can have more knowledge of him, because the knowledge helps us fall in love with him more.
I suppose my first thought, an example came to mind, was what other things am I persistent in my life with? And one of the things that came to mind was children. If you want them to learn a certain task or behavior, you don't want them to do a certain thing, well, then as a parent, I have to be persistent and consistent with, no, you can't do that, and doing it every time, you know, just not letting, oh, I'm too tired today, I've got to let that slide. If you want a change, then you need to be persistent and consistent with how you treat your child to teach them. But then I was thinking, the reason I think I'm probably not persistent in prayer sometimes with certain things is because a few reasons. It feels like I'm not getting the answer that maybe I want. It feels like I'm not getting an answer at all, and I can't hear what God's trying to say. You know, if I think about reasons why I'm not persistent, that's probably some of them.
But and I love the parable that Jesus used, because what if that neighbour, after the 20th knock, yelling out, I need bread, please, you know, I've got visitors come and I'm not prepared, what if he'd given up and walked away just before the last knock, when the neighbour was going to say yes? Don't give up. Don't give up. Now, if we're asking for the wrong things, if we're petitioning God and asking, well, in our relationship with God, hopefully because we love him and we're open to him, he will change our attitude, that we will actually change our prayer. We won't pray the same. We'll still maybe ask, but we'll pray more of his will, or more of, Lord, well, I realize that, you know, you don't want me to win lotto. You want me to actually just diligently work hard. And you will grace me and bless me.
So I was thinking then from there, like the scripture talks about seek and you'll find, ask and receive, seek and discover. So then I was thinking, so how do we seek and knock?
In many different ways.
Yeah, like one of the examples that you had was obviously reading scripture, but then also reading, I was thinking, lots of Christian books.
Yep.
If there's a particular thing you're wanting an answer on, you could sort out
topics
to read.
Exactly.
Asking questions of people in your life who are more on the journey or have done something before that you're wanting to do. And then also I think is be alert, which I think if we're persistent in prayer, so let's say we're praying for the same thing over and over, coming back to God, I think it makes us more alert throughout our day.
Well, to hear the Spirit talking to us.
Yeah.
Because he might not do it in my 15-minute prayer time.
No, that's right.
He might do it on a billboard as I'm driving and a word is there, and then a thought comes into my mind and I go, whoa, that's the answer to what I've been looking for. Or it's a word by a friend, a colleague, someone who is, you are getting extra counselling or being you asking for advice because they're wiser. God can use any manner of ways. Remember the scripture when Peter was having a prayer time and he had these unusual dreams of like a banquet feast, and there was food on the table, but some of the food that was on the table was food that Jewish people weren't allowed to eat. And at the same time, Cornelius, in another part of, you know, a city, was having a prayer time, and God told him, the Holy Spirit told him, go get your men and go to this street and find Peter. God was connecting up different people, so Peter would bring Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to Cornelius and his family, but that God would say, God isn't just available to the Jews, he's also available to the Gentiles.
So I think that comes back to then our relationship with God, in terms of, we started off talking about how we need to be open and honest to God.
Yep.
Because if we're doing that in our prayer, sharing ourselves with God, even though we know he knows, we're allowing him to come into us by us sharing with him. That's when, during our day,
we're being open,
alert
anytime.
Any time that God would speak to us.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Because we don't know the plans that God has, but we do know they're good. We do know that they're wholesome and he wants good for us. And it's delightful when you hear stories of how God can speak to people when they're in the middle of, you know, at work with their career or with their family or playing sport or something, and something is said or done or whatever, and they just get bowled away because God showed up.
Yeah, yeah. No, there are amazing times. All right, so I think we need a weekly challenge for this week. And I think you've already laid it down for us, which is, are you persistent in your prayers? And you can all answer that to yourselves honestly. You can talk to God about it, or you maybe can make a start in being persistent.
Yeah, give it a go. And if it doesn't work out the first day, then try the next day.
And then the next day and the next day, because then that's being persistent, isn't
it? That's right, exactly.
So we hope that you are challenged by that this week, and we hope that you have a blessed, blessed week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye.